Hi, this is Lori, your host of Happiness Hangout, a space to come and elevate your happiness levels. You, me, and our guests will discuss and help you apply happiness to all aspects of your life, even if you're already happy. Get your daily boost of information to help you feel your best. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Happiness Hangout. So glad to have you here tonight, the place and space to help you feel your best. And tonight, we're very excited to have a really cool, interesting show with hopefully a lot of audience participation. The first thing I would like to do, though, is I'm very happy to be letting our listeners know that we have just started our sponsorship for our shows. We have corporate sponsors and individual show sponsors. And today, our show is dedicated, this is from Julie Cantrell. This show is dedicated to her husband, Kevin, celebrating 36 years of happiness in their marriage from Cantrell Consulting, LLC. So Julie and Kevin, congratulations on your beautiful marriage. And Kevin, this show's for you. Well, today I am excited to have on an expert who can help us out with our energy levels and the use of our space. Let me tell you about her. A reporter once remarked in his article that feng shui master Diana Garber isn't your typical candle-sniffing cloud watcher. In fact, her results have transformed the minds of many skeptics. She lived a disciplined corporate life while simultaneously pursuing feng shui. As VP at a Fortune 100 company, she oversaw 65,000 workstations and 2,500 servers. She worked command centers for the New York terrorist attack, Hurricanes Lily and Isidore, and the Fort Worth tornado, and much more. Diana thrived through 20 major surgeries, 2 near-death experiences, and the loss of children. She says, manage your environment consciously, or it unconsciously, it will manage you. She has achieved much success in the feng shui world, including serving as the feng shui practitioner for The Ohio State University. Diana is the first feng shui master to speak at a national medical convention and has been featured on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NPR. Wow, that is quite a list of credentials. Diana Garber, feng shui expert, welcome to the Happiness Hangout.
Thank you, Lori, for having me. And in your introduction, it talks about even if you're already happy. I love that because even if people are leading a healthy, successful life, feng shui can still help.
Well, yes. And, you know, we can always use things to better ourselves and even just to learn new things. And that's what we're all about here. So, you know, wherever you are in your life, this is going to be very interesting. And I will say, Diana, we should have some callers tonight. I had several people, and I have to laugh here, folks. I know we're from all over the world, our listeners, but I'm in Cleveland, Ohio, and I just said to Diana, thank you for having yourself on this show tonight, because the Cavaliers in the first half of the basketball NBA playoffs always drive me crazy because we go up big and then we blow it and then we come up in the end. So thank you for keeping me away from the first half of the game. I appreciate that. And everybody's out watching tonight. So I got several birthdays from people and people who are still going to call in from watching the game wherever they're watching it. So I so appreciate people who said they were very interested in hearing what you had to say and et cetera. So what we're going to do is we're just going to dive into this. And for those who don't know, Diana, talk to us in general. What is feng shui?
My definition of feng shui is energy management. Now, the literal translation, feng means wind and shui means water, you know, the elements that shape our earth and shape our lives. But really, my background, not only in risk management in the corporate world, but from a feng shui perspective, is all about managing the risks. So with, and there's a distinction, there's different types of feng shui, and I think people gravitate to where they need to be. But the most popular form is Western feng shui, and you use the bagua, and you've got a wealth corner and a relationship corner, and that's all well and good. But I actually diagnose the energy of the land, man's impact, which is roads, bridges, buildings, sidewalks, parking lots, and so forth, and then the people in the space. And so it's a very holistic approach to help people understand what is the living environment and does it support them. And when there are challenges, as there are in life, we get to make educated decisions about what we want more of. In other words, if you suppress or if you manage the risks, then the opportunities get to blossom and flourish. And so that's what I do, not only for people's homes, which is residential, but I also do that a lot in the commercial world as well.
Well, you know, our workplaces are, we're there so much of the time, Diana. I mean, and you know, I do presentations on happiness and well-being, and I have several in a row that people want me to come into the workplace and talk about happiness in general, because we know it comes from us internally. But also, you know, how does the employer support our work, and how do we support ourselves at work? Because sometimes it's really got to come, not sometimes, all the time, it has to come from us as well. So you mentioned being in corporate America and, you know, in your work, you know, working with computers and going through such stressful situations that you, you know, you've encountered in your work, and you talk about risk. How did your work kind of get you to this point of feng shui, or how does that connection with work and feng shui mix? Anything you want to say here? We're just interested in that topic.
Well, when the tornado went through Fort Worth, just as one example, tornadoes typically don't go through cities because there's a heat bubble in regards to, you know, traffic and electricity and lights and basically the heat the city puts off. Just, you know, like if you go into the desert, you can see the stars much brighter than you can in the city, kind of thing. So tornadoes typically not go through downtown, but it did go through downtown Fort Worth. And so while I was there, and we were under police escort to go into downtown at night, you know, I took the liberty of looking at it from a feng shui perspective. And what I found out was there was very high energy for destruction by wind tornado that year. And so I met with a couple of my management, and I said, you know, isn't this interesting? And they're like, oh, gosh, you need to take a look at, you know, all of our major buildings. And it's like, whoa. I work 24 hours a day doing disaster recovery. You know, I'm happy to do this, but, you know, this is outside of my scope as, you know, disaster recovery manager kind of thing. You know, even with the terrorist attacks, when the Ayatollah bombed the Trade Centers back in the early 90s, my friend who was the disaster recovery manager called, and he's like, what is that numbers thing you do? And what do you see about these buildings? And, you know, so I did the formulas. It's all based on formulas, based off of numbers and algorithms and so forth. But I said, you know, I what I come up with just quickly is, you know, there's strong fire energy. Well, duh, that's hindsight. Ayatollah just bombed the Trade Centers. but I said there's very strong metal energy. And if you really want me to, you know, go through this, you know, rigorously and study it and figure out what the energy is. And he's like, oh, no. You know, I'll never get approval for that. That'll take, you know, building management, city services, and who knows. And, you know, they don't really believe in feng shui. And, you know, of course, when the planes hit metal, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I buckled at the knees. It just, anyway. So, you know, there's energy in every building, whether that be our home or our office, that can support us or not support us. And sometimes there's natural disaster energy, and there's definitely health implications. But, you know, going back to your question in regards to the corporate world, you can tell whether morale is going to be supported or not. You can tell that, you know, when the bottom line starts to suffer, how that's going to manifest. You can tell whether management is going to support, you know, the people who work for them, or if the people who are the worker bees, if they're going to support management. It's truly amazing. A lot of times, you know, people will say, you know, And Ohio State University is a good example. They gave me the address of the building they wanted to move the Integrative Wellness Center into and said, you know, would you give us an analysis of the building? And I said, if you move into that building, you know, this is what's going to happen and this is how it's going to unfold and here's going to support and here's where it's not going to support. And they're like, did you do research on this building? It's like, you just gave me the address yesterday. So, you know, it's all based on the numbers, on the formulas, on the algorithms. And what I was describing to them, I didn't know, but it came back that the people who built that building, what I was describing is exactly what played out for them, which is why they were no longer in the building. So that's when they said, gosh, you know, we never thought about people's living environment. So when I was asked to do grand rounds at the medical center, which is the educational forum for physicians and residents, you know, I thought, how do I explain feng shui to evidence-based mindset? And so what I came up with is if you take the human cell and you put it into a nurturing environment, it's going to survive and thrive. If you take the human cell and you put it into a hostile environment, it's going to struggle and sometimes die. That's feng shui, baby.
Oh, really? Because I was going to ask you about the numbers and the algorithms, and I'm sure, you know, we don't want to get into a deep technical conversation, but this is going to sound probably very trite, but where do these numbers and algorithms that you use, where do they come from? Can you tell us just anything from a layman's perspective of a little bit about that?
It's based on a 10,000-year calendar, and it is really people who studied the environment. So whether that be weather patterns or shapes, formations, mountains, oceans, and how they interplayed. But it's all based on really historical. I mean, you can go back, you know, from feng shui perspective, if you go back 180 years and you look at the events that happened 180 years ago, which is about timing, you know, we had the Alamo, we had Mexico succeeding from Spain, you know, a lot of war, a lot of issues, you know, does history repeat itself? So I love to go back every year. Because the energy changes every year. Well, actually, it changes every month, every day, every hour, every minute. But, you know, I like to go back and just look historically what has happened because it gives you insight as to what's coming for the year and how we're going to experience it. And so, Lori, you and I, you know, have talked a couple times. And based on your birth date, which is the month, day, and year that you gave me, I would like to share some insights.
May I ask you something before you do that that's just like burning on my mind here?
Sure.
Okay. First of all, you know, we're all energy and we put energy out there and it affects everything that we do. It affects other people, ourselves, et cetera.
Absolutely.
Today, you know, I mentioned I had made a mistake today and I'll tell you, when I dealt with a mistake, I dealt with it very positively and calmly, which didn't used to be my way. And I found that everything turned out just not only fine, but very good. What is the feng shui stance about energy when you have a certain mindset or attitude that might be on a higher good level? Can you affect that energy? Because I felt like when things went in the wrong direction, I got them into a right direction because of the way I believe and my mindset. Can you talk with us about energy being affected and what you had said today about energy being all kind of weird today?
Well, we can touch a piece of granite, we can touch a piece of stone, and it feels solid. But in fact, it's resonating molecules of energy. Everything on the earth is constantly shifting and changing. And so with the events of the day, you know, I mentioned retrogrades when we talked. There are several retrogrades going on right now, which means that the energy is being cantankerous, being ornery. And when that happens, it affects how things unfold, whether that's miscommunication or, like you said, mistakes. When we when we are educated about what is possible and make good choices about it, then we do impact its outcome. Now, so there was a mistake that you experienced today. You approached it in a very positive way, and it turned out in a positive tone. I really do believe that we can affect not only our immediate environment, but, you know, there's, well, environments, mind, body, soul, car, spiritual, home, you know, everything's an environment. And so when we look at those holistically, and if you think of input, output, you know, you eat a bite of food and there's going to be some output, you know, and then there's some interaction when it travels through our body. Well, the same way is with our mental attitude. When we think positive thoughts, we normally attract positive behaviors and positive people. When we are constantly complaining about life, then normally we attract more negative behaviors and more negative people. Now, that being said, I'm a living example as to trying to live a positive life, but life happens. In the introduction, you talked about I've had 20 major surgeries, meaning general anesthesia. That doesn't include all the minor ones. But it was really when I started working with feng shui, which I did because I wanted to live, that I'm a walking miracle. I am. Mm-hmm. And so I've died twice. I've been sent back. My philosophy is God sent me back to do God's work. So, yes, approaching things in a very positive manner. Well, even think of Lance Armstrong. You know, he had cancer. And he was very positive about it, and here he's still around. You know, I work with many, many, many physicians, and a lot of times they'll write a prescription for their patient to have a feng shui assessment of their home because their patients go to them, whereas I go to people's homes. And unfortunately, most of the people have been stage four, terminal 6 to 18 months, and but when I go to look at their home, and we're talking dozens of people, literally, they've gone into remission and they have, not only are they still living, they have quality of life. So that's where it's partly reprogramming the way we approach life and having a sense of, and control is not the right word, but empowerment in our environment. To realize that the home, you know, it has a skin just like we have a skin, and it has its, you know, internal parts. Well, we're pretty much the internal part. So, you know, is the home suffering? Well, if it is, it's probably attracting negative energy. Is the home empowered? Well, then it's attracting positive energy. But when we think of the land and the home, or the land and the building that you work in, having its own personality, and helping it to feel better, because on a bad day, it can't go to the park. It can't get up and go change its environment. It is stuck there. So help the building to feel better, and the people inside are thanked over and over again.
And I think that can be hard for people to grasp, that's, you know, especially people who are very, you know, practical, pragmatic, to understand that everything has energy, and even a building. Can you speak to that just for a second about like a building having energy? Talk a little bit more about that for a few minutes.
Well, for the people who have been referred by physicians, typically when you do the formulas, you do the algorithms, there's certain number combinations that say there's cancer energy there. There was a family that moved here from New England. And when they moved into their house, their son went straight into stage four leukemia. Well, she heard me talk and she says, "Do you think it has something to do with feng shui?" And I'm like, "I think everything has something to do with feng shui,"
yes,
including the weather.
Right.
But, you know, all kidding aside, you literally, you know, when I went over to do the diagnosis of the house, you know, we had to wear the footies, we had to wear the mask because he was, you know, in extreme treatment. But in fact, there was cancer energy there, again, based on the formulas and the algorithms.
You're saying so, before he moved there was?
Yes. Yes, there was. And so.
And are we saying that he got cancer because of the environment he was in?
Partly because of the environment, but also partly because of his personal energy. So, you know, your energy, depending on are you a vulnerable type or are you a strong type, when you move into an environment that has, again, you know, negative energy attracts negative energy, people are more susceptible to whatever negative energy that is there. So, you know, there could be cancer energy. There can be, unfortunately, death energy. There can be drug abuse energy. There can be, I mean, you know, on the other hand, there can be success energy. In one case, you know, there was billionaire energy. Well, they didn't realize the billionaire energy because the negative energy was suppressing it. Well, when we manage the negative energy, guess what? they're buying homes all over the world kind of thing.
Right. So we know our energy can, we can manage some of that through our attitude. We know we have control over that. Physiologically, though, I would go as far as to say, and if you can speak to this, that we are born a certain way. But can we affect ourselves? We can affect our attitude. Can we affect ourselves physiologically too? Not just with our attitude, but does our attitude help change like what's going on in ourselves?
Our attitude does affect how we experience life. You know, I just go back to my own example. You know, I've lost several children with all the surgeries. I could be in a very different place. You know, I could be sitting around, you know, boozing and drugging and feeling sorry for myself. Or I can, you know, pick myself up by my big girl panties and say, you know what? Yeah, a lot of things have happened, but I'm not honoring the past or my children or my relationships if I wallow in that. So, you know, I had to work very hard to get out of that place because I lost my faith. But, you know, I was able to work my way out, and it's in a very authentic way. So, yes, I do indeed believe that how we experience and how we process life and how we treat our environment, treat it with respect, that can change our, not only our present, but our future.
Great. Well, you know, let's get into it here. You were discussing about, you know my birthday, and we're going to get started with mine. And then hopefully, I've definitely got several other people who are either calling in or I've got their birthdays too. They would love to hear what you have to say. So you mentioned my birthday, and you were going to do a little bit of your energy analysis.
Yes. Yeah, so all buildings, all people are associated with the numbers 1 through 9. Based on your birthday, which you shared with me earlier, you are a number 6 person. 6 means that you're hard metal. Now, metal people, there's hard metal and soft metal. Metal people are natural born leaders. A 6 hard metal is actually much more comfortable in a male orientation than a female. And what I mean by that is, you know, go into the corporate world and, you know, Joe, let's go of a department of 600 people, you know, people are patting him on the back saying, gosh, no, that was tough, but, you know, good going, Joe. But, you know, if you, as a number 6, did that same action, people would be like, well, who elected you queen bee? You know, you're the type of person as a hard metal, you can go into a very chaotic situation and with laser vision, figure out what needs to be done, but then you're trying to, you know, come on, and roll people to say, hey, let's do this. But there's a lot of resistance there. So it's actually quite common that for a 6 woman, and women are calculated differently than men, for a 6 woman to meet resistance. So you can be intimidating for both males and females, which as a young person can make it kind of lonely. Again, you know, you can be very leadership oriented. People are like seeing you as rather intimidating.
You've got me nailed to a T. Yeah, Yep. I'm very strong. And I've been, you don't even know me that well, but I have been a leader.
I don't know you at all.
No, we never even talked about any of this. We just talked about the show and doing the show. No, I have been a leader, Diana, all of my life. I'm very strong and I'm extremely focused. That's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's ways to manage that energy. So every person, based on their number and their associated element, they have health vulnerabilities. So what I mean by that is when you're out of balance. So feng shui is about flow out and flow in. When you're flow out, the effort you put into the world exceeds your flow in, which is being on the receiving end of all your effort and love and support. When that imbalance happens, your body's way of kind of raising red flag, it's like, take better care of yourself, for you, that's going to be in the head area. So it's as a six, it's like analysis paralysis. So you analyze things to the umpth degree and probably end up with headaches. So one of the things for you to do is to, you know, learn to relax, to be in balance and be present in the moment. There's also colors that you can wear. Now, we're not talking about packaging. We're not talking about tall, dark, handsome, body type or any of that. We're talking about energy management. Your energy colors are going to be yellow, tan, brown, white, gray, and bling, bling. Any type of jewelry actually gives you energy. So when you wear your colors and wear your elements, it helps you to be received better by the outside world. It also helps you to manage your energy literally at a quantum physics level. And one more tip I'd like to offer, and I hope people will call in because I'd love to.
We've already got a caller coming in, so it's great. Good. Yep.
So when you're laying in bed, your headboard, where the top of your head is, your best sleeping direction is going to be northwest, but if that's not possible, you can do southwest, northeast, or west. If your bed isn't oriented to where those are your good directions, it's draining your energy at night. And when you get a better night's sleep, you wake up more refreshed and able to meet and greet the day.
You know what's interesting about you said? I never get headaches. I have sinus problems, though.
Ah, well, that's the head area.
Yeah, exactly. And I have tons of them. And you're right. I do get very, you know, the analysis part. But, you know, I have also trained myself over many years, Diana, to learn how to deal with that stuff. So okay. I let a lot of things go. I'm much calmer than I used to be. I can see how I would come out that way. I also, like you said, if people work on those things, you have the power to help yourself in those areas. And, you know, naturally I am in that state, but because I work on that, I'm much less in that state. I'm in a much calmer state.
Happiness hangout lady.
I better be. Oh my God. You know, but it's true though. When things get to me, you know, that's what happens. So that is really interesting. So are you ready to take the first caller?
You bet.
Okay, everyone, if you're calling, our call-in number, you can give Diana your birth date and she'll give you an energy analysis. It's 888-627-6008. Again, the number to call in for Diana Garber with Feng Shui is 888-627-6008. Okay, Doug, bring Ryan in, please.
Thanks, Lori, for taking my call. Diana, how are you? What an interesting show.
Hi, Ryan.
Guys, we're talking about energy and stuff. Yeah, this is good stuff. Well, I just turned my 40th birthday. Just happened a couple weeks ago, so I am an April baby. And you know, my energy level has gone down a little bit, so I have turned the big 4-0. So maybe kind of give me some structure and guidance here on how I can get myself cranked back up here in the prime of my life here, being the big 4-0 here. So.
Okay, so 4-0, so that makes you 1956?
76.
Thank you.
Yeah. Ryan, 4 what? She's your entire birthday.
4/12/76.
Okay, so 4/12/76. Well, you're also a number six. So did you hear what I shared with Lori about being a natural born leader?
I did catch the beginning of when the birthday was given there. I was a little bit, when I was transferred on the call there, I did miss some of it. I did enjoy the part about the jewelry and stuff, which being a previous guest on her show, that would definitely kind of fit, definitely fit her for sure. But I did miss the beginning part of the birthday there. So I thought
and males are calculated differently than females. So let me give you an example of how this works. So January and February, we have to know the exact day because you could actually fall into the previous year, but you're in April. So if you look at 76, so 7 plus 6 equals 13. Take it down to a single digit. That's the number 4. For males, you deduct it from 10. So that's why you're a number 6. So with a 6 being male, you're in a similar situation with Lori, but again, a natural born leader, you tend to step into a leadership role. And for a 6 male, people are more inclined to follow you than they are for a female 6. And so it's the same kind of thing. You're ruled by the Northwest, which means you're in your head a lot and analyzing things. So a book that I would recommend that you read or listen to is Eckhart Tolle, Power of Now. He talks about how there's 16,000 thoughts that come into the human brain every day and how the brain tries to categorize it and associate with the past or the future, rarely the present. So your gift is find a way to be present and trying to relax your mind. So same colors for you. Again, I always tell people, think underwear. You know, if the colors don't match your body type, think underwear. But yellow, tan, brown, white, gray, and then metal jewelry actually supports you. And then best sleeping direction is going to be northwest, which means, you know, the top of your head where your headboard is. And then if that's not an option based on the orientation of your bedroom, try southwest, northeast, or west.
Diana, I have to interrupt you to tell you something.
What's that?
This guy that's calling is my fiance.
Hard metal.
Okay, so here's the thing. It's a good thing that the sleeping direction's the same way, first of all. The second thing I want to ask you, and babe, I hope you don't mind I'm doing this. He's a coach, too, and he is a leader, but he is extremely laid back. Are you surprised that he's a 6 being as... He's very laid back. Calm, well, usually.
There's different dynamics. So... it's what they call the four pillars. So four pillars basically means four data sets. So you've got the year, the month, the day, and the time. For the purposes of the show, we're looking at the year. But if we went into the month, day, and time, it very well could explain why he's much more relaxed.
Okay. It makes sense to me. The leader part does make sense to me, even though, mm-hmm. you know, I know that Ryan, babe, you might not see it that way, but you are a coach and you naturally are a coach. So that's interesting to hear the rest of it. And colors are the same because we are so opposite in personality. It's funny.
Well, the thing is, Ryan, you're a fire dragon from a Chinese astrology perspective. And the dragon is earth, but the fire and earth is very well balanced. For you, Lori, you are the wood dragon, and wood, and we could have a whole show just on Chinese astrology, but you know, there's so many dynamics to this, but a wood dragon is going to have a different personality than a fire dragon. So, you know, there's very many variables, but from a year perspective, you both can relate to being leaders. And I still support, you know, the energy colors and then the good sleeping directions. But, you know, the saying goes, opposites attract. So a lot of times people say, well, my husband or my wife or my partner, you know, is the exact opposite of me. And then I go through, you know, a very logical approach. If you are opposites, then we look at, you know, who has either health issues, chronic health issues, or severe health issues. Of course, they need the sleeping direction, because if you have health, don't have health, you don't have anything. But if health isn't an issue, then we look at who's away from home the most, because you want them to become home and be comfortable.
Right. Well, hey, Rye, at least we have something in common. We just figured it out.
Well said, Lori. Well said. Well, I'll tell you what, this has been a very interesting show. It was weird because when I heard Diana talk on the, because I was a little bit late getting to the show, it was just like I really had to do a double take if this was the Happiness Hangout, because it was such like a different topic than what I think a lot of Lori's listeners are used to here. So I think that I was a little bit kind of getting lost a little in the conversation at the beginning here, but I do kind of see where you're going with a lot of these conversations and stuff. And good take with Lance Armstrong as well. I do, you know, the guy obviously was an inspiration to a lot of athletes and stuff, even though he did kind of take that fall for.
He screwed up a little, right? But right.
He did. But I mean, the guy still, I mean, even if you, you know, were taking a legal substance, I mean, you're. You know, with all the cancer and stuff, I mean, I don't know, just poor choices. But it nevertheless, I mean, that's still kind of, you know, he inspired a lot of people during a lot of his race during Tour de France. So I definitely like that. That was a good take.
Well, even bringing that current with the woman who's, you know, 100 years old and she's, you know, coming down the, you know, the runway and, you know, cross the finish line kind of thing, that has to take a positive attitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I'm sorry to cut this short. We, all of our lines are full with callers. So
okay.
I'm very excited.
Well,
cutting
Diana,
you off,
thank
Ryan.
You very much. All right. All right. Good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right.
Thanks for calling
Bye-bye.
In.
Bye, Ryan.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Doug, you can bring through Anne Marie on line two.
Hi, this is Anne Marie. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Hi, Anne Marie. Welcome to the Happiness Hangout. How are you?
Wonderful. Thanks for taking my call.
Wonderful. Okay, Diana, you want to go on with Anne Marie?
Hi, Anne Marie. What is your birthday, month, day, and year?
It is May 29, 1979.
79. All right. So you are a number three, and a three person is has a very strong work ethic. You know, when you think of the redwoods and the oaks, in the forest, you stand tall because you've been through a lot. And the way your body experiences imbalance is going to be in regards to gallbladder, feet. Your feet will ache when you're really, really tired, when your energy has exceeded anything that's come back to you for that day. But your big challenge in life is about energy, having energy be consistent. So it's not uncommon that you just go for all the gusto and then you burn out, crash and burn. Does that kind of describe how you in this?
Yeah. And it definitely does. The strong work ethic, I really agree. I've been working since I was 14, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm a person that keeps a job and doesn't depend on anybody, even my parents, you know, and they always said I was very independent when I was young as well. It's kind of like, I want to do it myself and I'm going to take care of myself. And so, yeah. And then, yeah, the energy too, because would that kind of be, because in my early 20s, I had problems with anxiety a bit, you know, and taking, I guess, on too much. So I don't know if that would relate.
It does. In classic feng shui, you know, and I talked about that earlier in the show, you're related to the east direction. East is the number three, and East, when in balance, you know, I'm a three, so I'm speaking from a soul sister here, strong work ethic. But, you know, one of the things that's tough for us is anger management. You know, we have a very slow burn. But boy, you cross that line, especially when it comes to ethics and morals, and we explode. So energy is one of the areas of risks, as well as gallbladder can be an area as well. The liver and nerves, so anxiety is part of that. Also, throat, when we talk a lot, when we spend a lot of energy, we can lose our voice, but thyroid is another area. So a way that you can manage that, again, with energy colors, blue, black, and green are your energy colors. And then your sleeping direction, again, top of your head where your headboard is, east is your most comfortable, but you can also do north, south, or southeast. And a lot of times, you know, if people aren't sleeping in a direction that supports their body, you know, literally supports your body while you rest, they'll find that they wake up during the night and they'll go sit somewhere else or go sleep somewhere else. That's another clue that you're, because we have an internal compass that your body is trying to find those natural directions and support you more. So, but also in regards to your energy colors, now this isn't, you know, don't go home and paint your bedroom blue, black, or green. This is your personal energy. So colors of clothes, colors of cars, sheets, pillowcases, you know, that's a way that you can support yourself. But the color of your bedroom needs to be what the house needs.
Interesting. Yeah, my house is facing the wrong direction to sleep with. I need to the east or the south.
What's his birthday?
Whose birthday?
Your husband. What's his birthday?
Oh, it is 9/10 of 73.
73. He is a fire person. Fire and wood work really well together. And he has the same good sleeping directions as you.
Oh, we need to switch around our bedrooms then.
Yeah. Yeah. If your headboard isn't east, north, south, or southeast, try switching it and notice if you don't have a better night's sleep. I mean, I have physicians that refer people to me for sleep apnea, and in one case, lady was going to have surgery, and something as simple as changing the position of her bed, she did not have to have the sleep apnea, or did not have to have surgery, and her sleep apnea disappeared.
Wow.
That is, because we both have problems sleeping, too, so that's really interesting.
Give it a try, please let me know how it goes. I know Lori's going to give my website again, but I'd love to hear from you.
And the slow burn about, you know, the anger and stuff like that is hilarious. Because
she knows herself, right?
Yeah, but then there's like that breaking point. It's like, I've been there so, you know, I've been dealing with this for so long and enough's enough.
Oh, yeah, and we're so on it about ethics and morals, you know. We will not tolerate people who, you know, want to blow smoke. I mean, we just have no tolerance for it.
So true. So
love
true.
It. Love it.
Cool.
Well, thanks so much, Anne-Marie, for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a good night. Okay, great. That was Anne-Marie, and we have Diana Garber, feng shui expert, calling in with your birth date, and she gives you an energy analysis. We have Elizabeth on line 3. Elizabeth.
Hi, this is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. Glad to have you on Happy to Hang Out. Glad to have you on the Happy to Hang Out with Diana Garber. And tell Diana your birth date, and we'll give you some information.
Okay, Diana, my birthday is March 17th. I was born in 1966.
Okay, you are an earth person. Your number is 8. your number is 8. Now, you're the kind of person, if you got on the city bus, the person with the most problems would want to come sit next to you and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. You resonate an aura of compassion.
I hear you laughing, Beth. I just hear you laughing, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I'm laughing. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, people like to come and share and confide with you. One of the lessons for you is about boundaries. You want to be that loving, compassionate person for close friends and family, but there's all these people out there that they just want to come and talk and absorb your energy and glow and bask in your, you know, wonderful, compassionate. But the thing is, they're leeching your energy. So you need to put some of that at bay, and that's hard for you to turn off because you want to be there for everybody. But as an earth person, the more you spend your energy, the less you have in the end, and you need to take care of yourself.
Wow. that resonates about 100% with who I am.
Yeah.
The interesting thing is the number 8, which I guess I don't understand how that relates to the rest of it, but I'm curious about that.
Okay. So you were born in 63. Now, there's formulas.
66.
I'm sorry, 66. You were born in the 20th century, meaning the 1900s. So the formula changes for people who were born in the 2000s. So take the last two digits of your year, 6 plus 6 is 12. Take that down to a single digit, 1 plus 2 is 3. For women, you add a 5. That's how we come up with the number 8.
Oh, okay, got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you're welcome. And so go ahead.
I was going to say it's interesting what you said about boundaries, because it's often something I talk about. I feel frustrated by people who don't have boundaries and kind of infringe on me. And I also recognize the part that you described me as, the kind of person who is kind of capable of overgiving but needs to take care of herself. And what's interesting is I just recently made a job change, which takes me away from interfacing with people constantly all day long. And within just the 3 weeks since that change, I already feel a difference in not having my boundaries crossed all day long. Does that make sense?
It does. You know, when you think of, you know, your body as a vessel and managing your energy, and that's what feng shui is managing your energy. As you said, there's a lot of people who don't have those boundaries. So basically, they're just leeching and sucking the energy right out of you.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels very different now that I don't have that being... I mean, there's certainly day-to-day, you know, interfacing with people, but just in an all-day, everyday thing, I don't have that right now. And the difference is astounding, really, in how I feel with not having them leech my energy, which I'm giving them. But, you know, which I mean, frankly, I was. It was a choice.
It's your choice,
but,
yeah,
it's definitely a difference now that that's not part of my day-to-day, at least for the time being, so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah,
it's always our choice, but you know,
yeah,
you didn't know
absolutely.
What you didn't know. Now
no,
you have
true.
The language, you have the verbiage to say, oh, you know, gee, from a feng shui perspective, this gives me a little bit of, you know, insight, so I can make a better choice about it. Your
sure.
energy codes.
And I never would have applied it in a feng shui perspective, so that's a real eye-opener to me.
Oh, awesome. Well,
yeah, thank you.
No coincidence you were listening to this show tonight.
Indeed.
So how you can manage your energy is in the colors that you wear. Again, you know, the closer the colors are to your skin, the more they help you to manage your energy. Your energy colors are red, pink, and purple, yellow, tan, and brown.
Okay.
Best sleeping direction for you is northeast, but you can do northwest, southwest, or west.
Okay, so when you say northeast, that my orientation means where is my head to my feet?
It's where your head or your headboard is. If that is facing northeast, you will get the most
facing.
Restful sleep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I see.
Just imagine
okay,
an
wonderful.
Arrow coming out of the top of your head. If that is the northeast direction, that's going to support you best.
Okay. Got it. Okay. I'm facing the exact opposite right now, so I'll have to certainly investigate that change.
The exact opposite is southwest, which is also one of your good directions.
It is. Okay,
I'm all about cause and effect. You know, it's like, you know, when you do something, there should be some type of action or reaction. So if you're sleeping southwest, you know, it's a case of if it's not broke, don't fix it. You know, if you're sleeping okay, don't bother with it. But if you're not sleeping as well as you think you could, try northeast.
Oh, I'm definitely not sleeping as well as I should or could.
Okay.
So I will absolutely try with that in mind, with the new perspective, you know, a new filter, new lens, if you will. So,
well, you know, everybody has four directions that support them and then four directions that don't support them. Southwest happens to be your most active of your supportive directions. So it may be too active for you to get a good night's sleep. So
I was going to say that's why I'm awake all night.
Well, wonderful.
Interesting.
Thank you so much, Beth.
Thank you for all that interesting perspective. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
All right,
thanks
Elizabeth.
So much.
Have a great night.
Take care. Thanks for the show.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Diana, we have one more call we can take here. We've got Shannon on line four. Shannon, welcome to the Happiness Hangout.
Hello.
Hi. All right, Shannon, you're on the line with Diana Garber. She needs your full birth date, day, month, and year.
June 16th, 1977.
All righty. So you are a water person.
A what?
Water person?
Oh, like water. I thought you said a wild person. I'm like, well, I guess so.
Like the lakes, the rivers, the streams. As a water person, your number is one. And what that tells me about you, you know, water doesn't like to be contained. Water likes to go with the flow. And so you need to be able to set the tone, and you're also typically really good with communication. Water people, of all of my clients, most of the composers, musicians, poets are water people. So again, you know, very auditory, wanting to communicate. Teachers are often water people. And when your body is out of balance, in other words, your flow out exceeds your flow in, no pun intended, being a water person, your body's way of expressing imbalance will be in any water function. So that could be the ears, the bladder, the blood. So, you know, if your family has a history of diabetes, you know, that could surface for you, any type of blood disorders. Do you have any of that going on?
No.
Well, then you're doing something to manage your energy. So good for you.
All right.
Energy colors for you are going to be white, gray, blue, and black. So if you think of the deep part of the ocean, it's black. The shallow part is blue. Those are colors that support you. And then your best sleeping direction is going to be north, but you can also do east, south, or southeast. Do you have any questions for me?
No. I don't know how it is, but I don't.
So, well, yeah, you're doing something to be in balance.
I'm going to hang up and be like, hey, wait a minute, I got to call back.
Well, check that sleeping direction, because getting a good night's sleep is everything. So, well, thank you so much, Shannon, for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. No problem.
All right.
Thanks for letting me in.
All right. Have a great night.
All right, thank you. You also. Bye-bye.
Great. Hey, just some clarification, Diana, really quick. If you're a six, you said northwest was the best. What are the other directions that are possible?
Southwest, west, or northeast.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you. All right. Well, we are just about to wrap up the show, and I want to tell you a little bit about Diana. She has a wonderful feng shui relationship strategy session that she can do with you. Basically, it maximizes, you learn how to align yourself with people who support you in your uniqueness and manifest harmony in your life. What her strategy session will also do is minimize, you learn who doesn't naturally support you and how to make the best of those relationships. It's about a 26-minute phone call. You need to have paper and pen ready to take notes. You really need to do this. What a great idea. It's at www.intuitiveconcepts.com. www.intuitiveconcepts.com. Diana Garber, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm sure everyone's going to love this. I can't wait to get it out on podcast as well. And I would also like to thank our sponsors, AirServe of Mentor and AirServe of Strongsville, residential and commercial heating and cooling companies in Cleveland, Ohio, veteran-owned, providing the best warranties and guarantees and best financing in the heating and cooling business. That's www.airserve.com. Humanity Thriving Out Loud. Read The Magic Happens magazine at www.themagichappensnow.com. Diana Garber, feng shui expert, thank you so much again for being on the show.
Lori, thank you for having me. And to Julie and Kevin, happy anniversary. And it's been a pleasure to be here, and I hope to be back someday.
Love it. I think we get a lot more callers, too, that are very interested in this. So thanks again for being on the show, and have a great night, everybody. Go Cavs! Sorry, I had to do it. Good night, everyone.
Good night.